Welcome to The Peak Elevated. I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman, and we have as our guest on this bonus interview, Jordan Baldwin, who is the founder of First Amendment Media and a citizen journalist. And as we do in these segments, after we just finish up on the air, we want to give a bonus segment to because, you know, radio is limited. You know, we run out of time. And I said, what do you want to talk about? And he said, the Jeffco school district incident. As a citizen journalist, you've been covering this. So what do you have to tell us about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, the Jeffco school district has some pretty horrible policies in regard to, affirming a child's gender identity. We had known about that for a while. We had been told about that. I had spoke with a couple parents myself. And, you know, shortly after hearing about some of the issues in the Jeffco school district, we had an incident that popped up in the community to where there was an athletics trip. I want to say it was cross country, and a girl was, well, it was, I believe she was 15, but she was forced to share a room with a transgender boy. So basically forced to bunk with a transgender boy, made her uncomfortable.
So an anatomical male who considers himself to be a female.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. A male claiming to be a female, just going and operating as a female on the athletics trip. And I believe this person was somehow part of this team, but nobody was aware of the issue. They were kind of keeping it under wraps. The parents were informed about this because the child called them from a bathroom scared and said, you know, I don't want to be in this situation. Could you please come pick me up? So the parents intervened and they did go and get the child. But, you know, it just really kind of showed what they do and how this is being handled after the fact, because they just took the child and roomed them with another girl. So the issue wasn't fixed, but that child was pulled out of that situation, thankfully. But, you know, then that was just perpetrated on another child. But the issue is that after they moved this child, they had told the parents, don't say anything. Don't tell people about what happened. You know, you don't need to discuss this or that. Really? And it was like this cover up. So what we should be talking about so we can fix this so it doesn't happen again, it's being covered up even further. So that was the issue. I had heard about it. You know, I was pretty outraged, and I know there's a lot of other people that were outraged. So they had a Jeffco school board meeting, and I decided to attend that. There was a couple other people that came from another organization and another individual, I believe. But apart from that, we were the only ones there. No parents. There was nobody. It was just us. And we weren't even from the Jeffco school district. I believe the one person that was there on behalf of themselves might have had a child that lived in the Jeffco jurisdiction. But, you know, we were coming from out of town. And it's like nobody was there to raise awareness. And I spoke and testified before the school board and read their policy back to them. And I explained to them, you know, this starts at the school level. You tried to push this off on the athletics association, but here's your policy, and this is how it happened. And I read that to them, and, you know, nothing really came of it. They listened, and they let me speak, but this has been an ongoing issue. And just recently they had another rally where they did have parents show up. But, you know, the problem is that this was covered. This was something that reached national media. I believe Fox News even covered it. You know, we thought for sure when I went out there with friends that there was going to be a room full of people, you know, just outraged that this had happened. And that just wasn't the case. So that was a little bit surprising to me. You know, talking to parents that have went through hell and back trying to rescue their kids from all this stuff, it's something that they need support on, you know. And when a parent is going through this and there's no support and they have nobody and other parents aren't even showing up to support them, you know, it's a hard thing. And we're living in a time where parents don't know what to do. They're getting it from every angle. And many of these policies that affect kids are getting through without public knowledge. And, you know, parents need to get more engaged, but the media needs to get engaged as well to inform the parents and the public of what's actually going on.
Well, we know that there are a lot of legislation that's being pushed right now in the legislative session, which finishes up, I think we have another month of this. It goes for 4 months from the middle of January to, I believe, the middle of May. And there's so much infringing on parental rights. How do you, and I know that's a topic that you like to cover and like to cover at the legislative level. What has been most concerning to you as you've been monitoring these things and seeing, you know, how these policies end up, you know, affecting real people down, you know, in real families?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say at the legislative level, you know, I've seen a lot of effort from a group of individuals. There's a lot of boots on the ground, you know, particular leaders in the community that are very passionate about this issue and are trying to organize these grassroots ballot initiatives to make a change. But, you know, there's not a lot of support on those either. And where you would think everybody be coming out of the woodwork legislatively, you know, our representatives, whoever it may be, to back this, whether it be financially or just support-wise, it's not happening. And then, you know, you go to title board, and it's just totally biased. We did a report on the first title board meeting for the gender-affirming care initiative, which was struck down on the second title board meeting. But, you know, the title board, they just totally pick apart the intent of the bill. They do the opposite of what they're supposed to do, and it gets struck down. And then when it does get through, there's not enough support. So, you know, that's what's happening at the legislative level. But then at the school level, it's kind of the situation where, you know, the school boards have a lot of power, and they have a lot of unions and support behind them. So it's been a real battle trying to, you know, get, I'll just say common sense people on these school boards, you know, and get the people out of there that are trying to ingrain these policies. But, you know, there's a piece of legislation, particularly SB 2106 that was passed in 2020, and it was made code in 2022. It's Colorado Code 26-57-106. And basically what that is a protection for quote-unquote homeless youth, you know. And a lot of people aren't aware of this bill, but it really affects parental rights, because what's happening is, you know, in these schools, these policies are getting pushed, and then they are basically whisking kids away from their parents, encouraging children to keep secrets. And what we found out through our investigation is, you know, they're even encouraging kids to run away and or sponsoring them when they do. You know, this relates to homeless LGBT youth. And if you look at this bill, you know, it basically says that youth can be housed in a temporary shelter, and parents may not be informed if, you know, somebody feels that the parent is unsafe. And it's pretty open for interpretation, but how it's been used is to create these safe spaces. And through the LGBTNEA caucus, which is the National Education Association, they have these safe spaces in schools, YMCAs, and basically, you know, they try to push this ideology onto kids, and then they will get a clinician to come in and evaluate these kids. And if they can't diagnose them with the dysphoria to try to get them in the system on site, they will say their parents are unsafe, and they'll provide a temporary shelter. And this is what this bill basically supported, is that, you know, they can hide parents away from kids, kids away from parents that aren't affirming. So, you know, this has been done in other states. Washington has a similar bill, but a lot of people aren't aware of this. And, you know, things are being hidden from parents, and it's done through these backdoor legislations that have been put in place. This is policy, but at the same time, you know, the public isn't aware of it. So to be able to change this policy and to make a change, we need to get what's happening out there. And, you know, we've seen a lot of harm being done in these youth service centers. In SB 2106, it basically outlines kids 15 and older have a right to deem themselves as homeless youth. But, you know, in some of these youth service centers, which is a story we're working on right now, and one in particular, they're accepting kids at the age of 13. And they're saying that they won't tell parents, they have armed security, and they will not call parents. And if parents come, they won't let them in. So that's what we're seeing. And the parents need more rights, but they also need to know what's going on behind closed doors, because it's being hidden from them. So, you know, as a citizen journalist, that's kind of been one of our angles, is to do a deep dive into some of these industries around gender care and the rollout, the implementation of it in our state, and, you know, how it's affecting children and how it's affecting families. And we finally see these documentaries coming out, like Aaron Lee's Art Club, that really give hope as to how they've rescued their children out of this gender ideology.
Jordan Baldwin, citizen journalist and founder of First Amendment Media, based here in Colorado Springs. Thank you for being on The Peak Elevated.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Chaim Goldman for The Peak.